It will be here tonight. It's arriving at about 20 past 7. I'll tell you exactly what we got in store for you. But we need to cross live to Tim Robinson, our reporter on Pool Quay. Tim, what have you got down there?
Well, what I have is an absolutely remarkable scene. It is packed out to the gunnels down at Pool Quay. I mean, I've been saying that there are thousands of people in some people. If there aren't over 10,000 between here, just within my vision, I'll be amazed. You've got, you know Pool Quay well, you've got all of those sort of high-rise flats just next to the marina. All the balconies chock full of people, the steps over by Pool Pottery packed out as if they're sat at a football stadium, the balcony to the right of that, above the shoe shop, packed out with people. Beneath that, there are barriers all the way around about here by Pool Pottery. It's 10, 15 deep all the way around there, and then back behind the marina, two or three deep. Everyone's waving at me now. They've worked out around there. Hello, everybody! You're live on BBC Radio Solent. Give us a wave. Hello. Right, let's go over to this side. You're live on BBC Radio Solent. Hello! All right, we'll go over by Pool Pottery. Here we go. You're live on BBC Radio Solent. Hello! All right, let's go a little bit further over here. We're standing by the shoe shop. We've got all these people on the steps. You're live on BBC Radio Solent. Hello! That gives you a rough idea of the number of people down here, Steve. Now, they've got one of the tall ships down by the Sunseeker plant, and there are people sat all the way along the mast trying to get a view of the torchbearers as they make their way along. Just out of my eye line, but coming along any moment now, the kissing moment is happening between the two torches. So a lady called Marion Berger, she's 39, she's from Slovakia. She's handing the torch over to Andrew Clutton. She's a remarkable lady. She has Addison's disease, which means that she's basically 90% physically handicapped, and she would be entitled to all sorts of benefits, wouldn't have to work, but she works full-time and walks a mile on every lunch break. She has to walk on two crutches, so she will have made her entire route up here on two crutches. A spectacularly proud and brave achievement from her, and how lucky that she got this fantastic leg where she's been waved by all of these people along here. Lucky, lucky lady. Taking over from her will be a chap called Andrew Clutton. He's from Gosport. He's 46. He's a 103-mile endurance runner. He spends a lot of his time helping people to quit smoking. So that's probably a worthwhile thing to do. Now, I'm going to introduce you to some interesting people here. We've got the Pool Pirates. Can I have a big ooh-ah? Sorry, it's the Pirates of Pool. OK, can I have an ooh-ah now? All right, let's meet the leader. Hi, Captain.
Ah.
So, what do you make of this torchbearer lark?
Well, I think it's a bit strange because we ain't seen nothing aflame yet.